Bruce, let's talk about what Tesla's claim was. And tell me about this story, that he received signals from another world. I'm not familiar with that one.
While he was doing his experiments at Colorado Springs in 1899, in the summer of 1899, where he discovered that the Earth is a big capacitor, essentially, he had very sensitive devices for picking up radiated signals, we would consider it now low frequencies. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, anything above a few hundred hertz was a high frequency.
Yes, that's true.
What we would now consider low frequencies, but in any case, he had sensitive devices for picking up any radiation that might be coming in, and he, in fact, was able to listen to thunderstorms, he said, at a distance, I think, 500 miles up or something like that. So one time, one night while he's doing these experiments, he gets a series of signals or a repetitive, repeated series of three pulses, I guess you could say, of radiation.
Or bursts or whatever.
Beep,
yeah.
Beep, 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 something like that. Now, as far as he was concerned, he was the only person on Earth who had what you could consider to be a sensitive radio receiver. This was before vacuum tubes had been the radio vacuum tube had been invented by Lee DeForest in around 1910 or something like that. The detection was of electromagnetic signals was difficult. In any event, he had a sensitive detector, and as I said, he believes he was the only person who had both a radio frequency transmitter and receiver on the Earth. Now, he then interpreted this as being potentially a signal from off the Earth. The counter-argument to that has been that Marconi was testing himself. He himself was testing the transmission of radiation.
Ah, and he might have picked that up.
And that's right. So far as I know, no one has ever established that Marconi was, in fact, sending the letter S, which is three dots, is the telegraphic Morse code for S. Did it, da, 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 did it, became famous in the First World War for SOS. And
yeah, you're right.
It's conceivable that he received something that Marconi was sending. I don't know whether Marconi would have been sending this in the vicinity of New York City or in England at the time. If that were true, then he was receiving Marconi signals over a distance of a few thousand miles, which is phenomenal. But I have to say that long-distance transmission is not unheard of. My father told me how he built his first radio, which had a one-tube radio. The coils that were the tuning devices were wound on oatmeal boxes. He was able to sit there in Rutland, Vermont, and listen to a radio station in California. That was back in the days before there were so many radio stations that they cluttered the dial up with interference. So that's just an example of the long-distance transmission. I mean, thousands of miles can occur, even at low frequencies.
You know, you've hit it perfectly. I hope you can get your movie up there on the big screen, or at least in the DVD arena, because I'd love to see the speculation of what could have happened had Tesla lived or had his death machine been taken away. Now, what's going on? Obviously, if he was way ahead of his times, Bruce, some scientist today has now began to look at some of the things he thought about and has been trying to convert that to today's technology. It's got to be a black ops program. It's very secret. But do you think we're working on that, that we may have duplicated what Tesla wanted to do many years ago?
Well, like I said, even today, there's research on this idea of being able to send a plasma beam along a channel created by a laser beam. Now, of course, Tesla didn't have laser beams to work with. There is some evidence, I guess, that he was thinking of using a light beam to create an ion path. But more than that, I think he basically was presaging what you might call atom smasher or particle accelerator type of thing.
which is what they've got now at CERN in Switzerland.
Well, they've had particle testing. Yeah, they have had particle accelerators since the 1930s, a cyclotron device. That was invented by a guy by the name of E.O. Lawrence, whose name is Lawrence Livermore, the Lawrence of Lawrence Livermore Labs in Berkeley, California. Anyway, the idea of accelerating particles in a straight line and then zapping them out into the atmosphere is apparently something like what Tesla was talking about. He talked about having in the late 1940s, there was an article in the New York Times where he talked about having four major breakthroughs, two of which had been tested. He didn't say which two had been tested. But he was talking about a beam that had a diameter much smaller than a millimeter. And this, if this is true, then he would be talking about some sort of thing like a particle beam.
Oh, absolutely. Do you believe HARP, and you know what HARP is up there in Alaska, HARP may be based on Tesla technology at all?
Well, to the extent that almost everything that has to do with radio is based on Tesla technology one way or another, I would say yes, but I don't think it's a beam weapon or something. At the time that Tesla was working in the late 1800s, early 1900s, people weren't aware of the properties of the so-called F layers up in the upper atmosphere that reflect radio waves back down and so on. The HARP device has been accused of heating the atmosphere. Well, it does heat the atmosphere to some extent, where the atmosphere is extremely rare. A very thin atmosphere up at high altitude. It doesn't, compared to the heating of the sun and so on, this is a fly bugging an elephant, I guess.
What about weather manipulation, Bruce? I mean, is that conceivable? You know, we've had a number of guests who actually believe hurricanes are being created and pushed and moved. Did Tesla ever do anything about that, about weather?
Not that I recall. I can't say that he didn't do anything because he did so much. You have to know just about every minute of every day of his life to know what he did and what he didn't do. As far as modifying weather is concerned, I doubt it.